What does prayer do? Prayer is important. There are over 600 references to it in the Bible. Jesus does it a lot. Well, here's three things that prayer changes and how they could affect how and what you pray. First, prayer changes the intimacy of our relationship with God. There are two major images of God in the Bible: a loving father, for example, Matthew 6 verse 9, and a wonderful husband, for example, the Old Testament book Hosea. Imagine a child who never speaks to their father, to say thank you for kindness, to ask advice, to joyfully recount a story, to tearfully tell of bullying, or any of the other thousand moments of communication that exist in a healthy father-child relationship. Of course, it wouldn't change the fact of who that child's father was, but it enormously affects the intimacy of that relationship, which become dry and lifeless. Or imagine a wife who never talks with her husband, never responds to the sweet comments with her own adoration, never pours out her frustrations. It wouldn't change who she is married to, but enormously changes the vitality of that marriage. The quality and quantity of our prayers do not alter the fact that God is our Father and our husband. That union is because of what Christ has done, not what we do. But it does have significant effect on the intimacy of that relationship. So pause and think. How would viewing prayer as mostly about developing and deepening your relationship with a perfect father or a magnificent husband change how you thought and acted? And of course, for you men, you'll need a bit of gender gymnastics to grasp that husbandry imagery. What would you do less of and what would you do more of when it came to praying if you saw prayer as increasing the level of intimacy between you and your father, you and your husband? Secondly, prayer changes us and others. Prayer is one of the vehicles God uses to move people from their agenda to God's agenda. People's hearts are brought into line with God's. And this is why there are crudely three responses to prayer. God often says yes, though sometimes having honed our prayer to fit more closely his will. God also responds to our prayers with no, because our motives or requests are wrong. Finally, God sometimes responds with not yet. This may be because our request and motives are good, but the timing is wrong, or because we need to grow before God can answer that request, or because the greater good for us is to mature in waiting on God rather than have our good request immediately granted. So pause and think. If every time you prayed, you were conscious that you would be changed or someone else would be changed, what would that do to how and what you prayed? God's agenda is spelled out in detail in the Bible. So how does a growing understanding of God and his agenda from the Bible and an escalating effectiveness in prayer dovetail? And then thirdly, prayer changes God. Our persistence in prayer does not manipulate God or get him to do something he's reluctant to do, doesn't change his character or his ultimate purposes. However, the Bible does occasionally refer to God changing what he had in mind to do in a specific situation in response to prayer. When God threatened to destroy Israel because of idolatry, Moses prays and God did not act as he threatened, as Exodus 32. Or when God relents from the full measure of destruction on Sodom and Gomorrah because of Abraham's intercession in Genesis 18. We could phrase it something like this: at God's discretion, prayer can bring God's hand in line with the primary intentions of God's heart. What I mean is God longs to bless and love the same people that his justice demands are punished for their rebellion. Now this is ultimately seen in the sending of Jesus. The examples we have in the Bible of God changing his mind are moments when God graciously delays rightful punishment to show generous mercy. At that moment, in that place, in response to heartfelt prayer, God chooses to stay his hand of justice in line with his design that all people know his love. So God's willingness to delay justice, to grant that all people have the opportunity to know his love, is seen in his delaying of God's great return as Jesus, as judge. So in Peter we read, "The Lord is patient towards you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance." God's willingness to delay justice, to grant people opportunity to know his love, is seen in this delaying of Jesus' great return as judge. In this sense, our prayers do not change the character or ultimate intentions of God. The world will still be judged. But in a mysterious way, God is willing at times to allow our prayers to momentarily restrain his hand of justice in favour of his hand of mercy in a given situation at a given time. Other points of reference regarding God delaying his justice to continue in mercy in response to our prayers include Numbers 14, Judges 2, 2 Samuel 24, Luke 18, and several others. So pause and think. How does understanding that prayer invites God to restrain his hand of judgment and advance his hand of mercy within his overall purposes stimulate how you could pray in the future? Prayer matters. What does it do? Changes our intimacy with God, changes us and others, and changes God.